Hello there. In today's story, Jacob has a happy surprise.
Father, we are back from Egypt, and I have great news. We have found our brother Joseph. Yes, Joseph is alive and well. And that's not all. Joseph is governor of Egypt, first in command under Pharaoh.
I cannot believe what you say. Just hearing the name of my son Joseph makes me weak. Judah, don't torment your old father with news that is not true.
What I've told you is true, Father. Look, Joseph has sent horses and wagons from Egypt. He wants you to come to him. He told us the famine will last for 5 more years.
Now that I see the wagons, I will believe you. This is the happiest day of my life. My son Joseph is alive. I want to see him before I leave this earth. Get ready, everyone. We are going to see Joseph.
Soon they were ready to leave. There were 70 of them. They took their herds of sheep and everything they had. When Joseph heard they had arrived, he went to meet them. All were waiting in expectancy. Jacob's heart was beating fast as Joseph came to greet him. Joseph spoke first.
Oh, Father, how good of God to spare you and give you back to me.
Joseph, my son, all these years I thought you were dead. God took care of you.
Father, God had a purpose in it all, so that you and my brothers would have food and live and not have to die.
So Jesus, because he loves us, came to give us life and save us from sin and death. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not die, but have everlasting life. He is a living Savior. If you want to have this life, then pray this prayer. Dear Lord, I'm sorry for all the wrong things I have done. Please forgive me. Thank you for taking the punishment for my sins and dying for me on the cross. Come into my heart. Thank you, dear Savior. I now have everlasting life. Amen.